Shaken by truth, unable to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, I shall preach this gospel as I hear Jesus telling it. You may be seated. In his sophistication, some 30 years ago, Roger Ebert, whom you will remember, Roger Ebert gave it 2.5 stars. And except for one maudlin scene that I thought was totally unnecessary, I'd give it 5 stars, but what the heck do I know? Ebert was a professional film critic, and I, who see 2 or 3 movies a decade, am sentimental for a cliffhanger about a boy who gets lost from his parents and falls into evil enemy hands. Steven Spielberg's 1987 film, Empire of the Sun, is about Jim. And Jim is an English boy. He is the son of wealthy parents who live in an obscene, luxuriously filled, exclusive British neighborhood there in Shanghai until the Japanese invasion of 1941. And the film Empire of the Sun is from an autobiography of real life. The story was charming in places, but it was absolutely searing in other scenes. Downtrodden and oppressed by wealthy Europeans, including British, engaging the racial and cultural superiority of arrogant, selfish, cruel, even brutal colonialism, the Chinese hated the foreigners among them. And for cause, haughty, entitled, superior, grossly flaunted wealth. And a scene that was shown in the movie more than once and comes straight out of this morning's gospel, Jim's father's chauffeur-driven Packard limousine eases out the gates of their high-walled mansion into the quiet, grand, elegant boulevard. As in the back seat of the car, looking out through the car window, the boy Jim, a child, stares captivated and apparently puzzled at the Chinese beggar, an old man in rags always sitting there outside the gate, squatting on the sidewalk, leaning against the high brick wall, waiting, hopefully waiting or hopelessly. Yet always ignored, contemned, inferior, bottom-of-the-barrel dregs of humanity, resentful and bitter. Lazarus of the gospel. The Chinese beggar's resentment was evident, but I was not quite sure how Spielberg meant for me to read the look on Jim's face as he stared at the man, seemingly uncomprehending each time, stared at the beggar. Pointed, searing, the gospel scenario, good news and pictures. Now you get it, now you don't. And in the movie, I could not tell whether this boy Jim got it or not. And so here we are this morning, immersed in glorious worship, fellowship, liturgy, elegant music, and moving hymns. We read but do not hear Jesus. Jesus, who in our liturgical theology is personally present in and as the gospel is read and heard, which is why we stand up respectfully to read and hear it, because Jesus comes into the midst of us in the gospel itself. Jesus means us to see ourselves when he tells a story, as he tells a good story this morning. But we Westerners, we Christians, colonialists, imperialists who love a good story are blind to ourselves. We do not repent of the evil that enslaves us. God help us. We do not even see it. We are oblivious to it. The evil we have done, the evil done on our behalf. Oblivious to ourselves and our cultural certainties, we may see the sins of others, but we are blind to our own grievous fault of indifference to the plight of those around us, both internationally and even more damningly at home, domestically, fellow Americans. More southern and Southerner than anyone in this room, except maybe you, John, I don't know. If only because I'm the oldest and I was here first. I was born in Panama City Hospital downtown. I grew up just a few blocks from this very pulpit in the Cove, a racially segregated society that to me seemed natural and right and good and proper. This was the way things should be. Like the foreigners in Spielberg's film, it never occurred to me that anything was wrong, that my very being grieved the Holy Spirit. All-white neighborhood, all-white schools from first grade at Cove School and Bay High. People of color went to Rosenwald, right through college at the all-white-only University of Florida. People of color went to Florida A&M. Segregated rich theater downtown, white and colored water fountains, blacks in the back of buses, whites in the front of buses, totally segregated, and the segregation was legally enforced. Racially segregated in separate society and cultures, restaurants, beaches, and yes, no people of color allowed on our beach or in our hotels or restaurants, none in our churches. Yes, our churches are perfect, private, and exclusively white Christian churches. Church, my church, the Episcopal Church, Lazarus outside the gate in his place. In my lifetime, America changed, began changing, to change, is changing. Americans are not yet changed in heart and soul, but are changing, though we hate change and we hate changing. We resist change. We vote against change. We love hating. We love to hate, filled with certainty. We cling to certitude. And in the gospel, didn't you notice? Dives, the rich man, never even noticed Lazarus, never even saw Lazarus. Piously, Sunday by Sunday, we recite a confession of sin, as we shall do this morning. And as we are doing that, we recall the naughty things that we have thought and done and said. And we cross ourselves as the sign of the cross is waved graciously and mercifully over us. In the image of European colonizers who came before us and who founded us, in whose likeness we are Dives, a proper name commonly given to the rich man of the gospel. And that name Dives comes from the Latin Vulgate, by the way, because Dives is a Latin word for rich. Certitudinous in our righteous living, unmoved and uninformed by history, our history, world history, oblivious, untouched, and unmoved by Heilsgeschichte, our holy history, unpersuaded by Israel's devastating history of which Jeremiah warns, and even by the parables of our Lord Jesus Christ, by our way of life inured to the gospel, just as Jim and his parents in Spielberg's film, we neither hear nor see nor understand. The gospel is not good news. This morning, it's a raw warning from Jesus himself, kicking our gospel garbage cans upside down and dumping them out. The word of God himself, the Logos, who called all things into being, threatening and with an incredible story of fiery damnation and everlasting thirst. Jesus and his parable, this story, cannot be whitewashed into the innocuous. The gospel is not good news, and you are not Lazarus, but a bargain. We have a bargain with God. We have a covenant. God seals it with us in our baptism. We accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and God saves us through Jesus' death and resurrection. And then because we are backsliders, because we forget to remember, we renew the covenant from time to time, witnessing to each other. It's not a passive covenant either. It is not a passive covenant. God requires not just belief and not promises, but action, that we live our lives in a certain way, that we live our lives in a certain way, the way of the cross. This is a good and generous parish, and you are good and generous people. We are not mindless of the needs of others. Our backpack ministry, our food bank, the generosity of Holy Nativity Church and Holy Nativity School and Holy Nativity School Foundation in helping needy families. We do not have to beat ourselves up as divies, oblivious of the beggar at the gate. On the other hand, this is an election year. Hate, hatred, hate going around stirred up and encouraged to divide us as a people, to divide us as a nation, to divide us as Christians. Don't get caught up in hatred, political hatred, hating other people, other groups, other colors of people, other religions, other cultures. In today's gospel, the hatred of indifference is the evil side of our human nature that Jesus calls us away from with this terrible threatening warning. All that silent hate and contempt for those different from us returns in Spielberg's movie Empire of the Sun, and now very excruciatingly this morning as Jesus warns me with his parable of Lazarus and the rich man. Indifference to the plight of those who are other, indifference is detestable to God. The gospel is clear. We are not Lazarus. Unless Jesus is a fraud, indifference to the sufferings of others is a mortal sin unto thirsty, fiery, everlasting damnation. You heard it. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise to you, Lord Christ.